It's easier than ever to use artificial intelligence to create realistic but fake images, video, and audio depicting things that never happened. AI-generated deepfakes are already being used to spread false information in elections in the U.S. and around the world. NPR's Shannon Bond reports policymakers, tech companies, and governments are trying to catch up.
A suspicious robocall thousands of New Hampshire voters received on the eve of the state's primary last month sounded like President Biden.
What a bunch of malarkey.
But the message didn't make sense. The voice was supposedly urging Democrats not to vote in the primary.
Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday.
It turns out it wasn't Biden. It was a voice generated by artificial intelligence. New Hampshire's attorney general is investigating the call for voter suppression. This week, he said a Texas telemarketing company was responsible for it. Faking a robocall is not new, but making a persuasive hoax has gotten easier, faster, and cheaper thanks to AI, says Dan Wiener, director of the Elections and Government Program at the Brennan Center for Justice.
We don't really think of it as a freestanding threat, but as more of a threat amplifier.
He worries AI will turbocharge efforts to discourage voters or spread bogus claims, especially in the immediate run-up to an election when there's little time to fact-check or debunk. That's what appears to have happened last fall in Slovakia, just days before voters went to the polls. Faked audio seeming to show one candidate discussing rigging votes and raising the cost of beer started spreading online. His pro-Western party ended up losing to one led by a pro-Russian politician. Wiener says the stakes were high and the deepfake came at a critical moment.
You know, there is a plausible case that that really did impact the outcome.
While high-profile fakes like the Biden robocall get a lot of attention, Josh Lawson worries more about AI being used for personalized targeting. He's a former election lawyer who now works at the Aspen Institute.
We are quickly advancing towards a point in the technology, likely before the election itself, when you can have real-time synthetic audio conversations.
Like calling up a voter and giving false information about their specific polling place, and then doing the same thing in multiple languages. Deceiving voters, including spreading false information about when and where to vote, is already illegal in the U.S. But growing concerns about other ways deepfakes could warp elections are driving a raft of new legislation. Bills have been introduced in Congress, but experts say states are moving faster. In the first 6 weeks of this year, lawmakers in 27 states have introduced bills to regulate deepfakes in elections, according to the progressive advocacy group Public Citizen. Robert Weissman is the group's president.
We're seeing bipartisan support to recognize there is no partisan interest in being subjected to deepfake fraud.
Many of these bills focus on transparency, mandating campaigns and candidates put disclaimers on AI-generated media. Other measures would bar deepfakes within a certain window, say 60 or 90 days before an election. Still others take aim specifically at AI-generated content in political ads. Tech companies are weighing in too. Meta, YouTube, and TikTok have begun requiring people to disclose when they use AI content and are introducing made by AI labels. Lawson says it's all a good start, but won't stop determined bad actors. He says we have to adapt. Voters, platforms, campaigns, lawmakers, and create not just laws, but social norms around the use of deepfakes.
We need to get to a place where things like deepfakes are looked at almost like spam. They're annoying, they happen, but they don't ruin our day.
He says the question is, will we be there by the time people start casting their votes? Shannon Bond, NPR News.